Once a candidate has decided she's ready to run, the hard work begins. I have to warn you, this is when things get real, because it requires you to be honest about what you want and what you're willing to do. Any woman can make herself a good candidate, but as we discussed a little bit in the last chapter, if you're going to put yourself forward as a leader, you have to figure out if this is the right time, if you have the right motivation, and if you're in the right situation to get the job done well. Every day, women reach out to Emily's List wanting to run. Some join us in trainings, some come in through our Run to Win website, some simply give us a call. And while we support every woman who stands up to make her community better, we encourage all of them to ask the tough questions first. I'd like to share these questions with you, because figuring out the answers is vital for all of us, no matter how we want to change the world. What motivates me? We've already discussed the fact that you'll need to have a passion and commitment for making some kind of change. So you've likely already figured out the key issues that motivate you. But motivation is about more than just political or social issues. It's about what wakes you up every day, what gets you going, and what gives you energy. It's about your values and how you want to live your life. Over the years, we've seen some women motivated by outside forces and events, as well as women driven by issues that impact them or their families. Let's take a look at a few examples. External motivation. Sometimes there's a pivotal moment, a movement of people, or a shift in our society that drives us to act. We've definitely seen that a few times during the history of Emily's List. In 1991, President George H.W. Bush nominated Clarence Thomas to be a Supreme Court justice. Thomas was a right-wing conservative who drew fire from Democrats and allied groups for a number of reasons. There were concerns about his views on reproductive freedom and his stance against affirmative action. Despite those objections, Thomas appeared to be sailing toward confirmation. Then news began to spread that at least one former coworker had been sexually harassed by Thomas. And though a Democrat-led judiciary committee knew of Anita Hill's allegations that Thomas had sexually harassed her, the committee had not called her as a witness. And so women took action. Backed by key feminist groups, Representatives Barbara Boxer, Barbara Kennelly, Nita Lowey, Patsy Mink, Pat Schroeder, Louise Slaughter, and Jolene Unsold, and Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton literally marched across Capitol Hill to the Senate and demanded they delay a confirmation vote until Hill's claims could be investigated. Following those women's actions, Anita Hill was called to testify before the Judiciary Committee. But during her testimony, the all-male Senate panel degraded and belittled her and dismissed her accusations. It was so frustrating to watch them treat this brave young woman with such contempt. For many women across America, this was a galvanizing moment, their anger driving them to the campaign trail as candidates. In 1992, women candidates shattered many records. 11 women were nominated by major parties for Senate races and 106 women for the House. The results were also record-breaking. 4 new Emily's List endorsed Democratic women were elected in the Senate, including Washington Senator Patty Murray and California Senator Dianne Feinstein, who still serve. Senator Barbara Boxer, one of the courageous women who marched across the Hill to demand change, and Senator Carol Mosley Braun from Illinois, the first African-American woman elected to the Senate.